What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 176 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. Seriously, can you do me a favor and get two friends to listen to this episode and then chat with them about it? If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into today's episode entitled Course Correction. Welcome back to episode 176 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Course Correction. So to get started, let's see what this really means. In simple definition, course correction refers to fixing a situation where there's currently a problem. And so course correction is necessary because, well, we need to course correct or we will not reach our goals. We'll stray from and lose sight of our vision. We'll stop focusing on our purpose. The Minimalists, which you can find them at www.theminimalists.com. In the topic of course correction, they say, and I quote, "To err is human. Therefore, one of the most important skills we can develop is course correction. It is crucial to recognize when we make a mistake that a mistake is a mistake, and we learn from our indiscretions and then change course and move forward a better person. Life is a test, and sometimes we pick the wrong answer. No big deal, right?" You got that? Course correction, really, from the Minimalists, they're saying we need to just recognize that we all make mistakes and that we learn from them, and that's why we course correct, because we want to move forward as a better person and not make such a big deal of each and every mistake as it comes along and beat ourselves up. So I'd like to look at five quotes during today's podcast that talk about course correction. The first one is anonymous, and it says, "Tell my mistakes to me, not to others, because my mistakes are to be corrected by me, not by others." Whew. This is a big one, because too often we get caught up, especially in recovery, with accountability partners. And accountability can get hung up on judging today's actions and saying, "Stop that or else." And I'm not a big fan of that. And that's a major reason why my podcasts are to get you thinking, not to give you all the answers or to fix you, just to get you thinking about possibly some errors or mistakes and knowing that we can correct them if we just are aware of them. So I think if someone is working with you as a sponsor or a coach or a counselor or even just a good friend, it would be important to hear them say things like, "I see you've changed your course. Has your destination changed?" Not, "Hey, where are you going? What's going on? You messed up again." And the key is, it's important to we all understand that if we've changed our course, we will miss our destination unless we course correct. And so it has to be a calm way, as someone shares with us, of realizing that we correct it now and it's only 1% or 2%. If we wait too long, it'll be like a 90-degree or 180-degree turn. And so we need that person where course correction topics and talks look at agreed goals and a direction of approach. We all know that if you play golf and you're on the tee and you're off by 1%, it means a subpar performance. You're going to end up in the rough and or the water or a sand trap. And you know what? Even the best professionals do that probably every round once or twice. But one bad shot does not mean you're going to have a bad round, a bad day, a bad tournament. But it could become that if you don't course correct. Okay? Second quote for today. And this is by Thomas G. Bandy. It says, "The vision is true north for the soul. It is a permanent, intuitive compass direction for a human being. Every person inevitably strays from the path. Life is an endless experiment and course correction." You got that? I mentioned in the beginning about, you know, losing sight of our vision. And Thomas Bandy is telling us the vision is the true north for our soul. It's our compass, keeping us focused on the right direction. And so I think if we can adopt what Thomas Bandy says here, that every person inevitably strays from the path, that we realize that course correction is an active thing, not a major event. And I like the Urban's Dictionary's definition of course correction. They say to correct something along the way, as in contrary to stopping in order to make something work better, as a process in happening. You got that? It's, you've veered off course, something has distracted you, or you've lost your focus, or maybe new obstacles showed up, roadblocks, detours, a bridge is out, like the pavement's closed and you have to cross to the other side. But it's an active process that's constantly happening. And we realize that life is continually dealing with that on the fly, keeping moving and keeping going forward, not stopping and trying to like act like we need repairs or something like that. Number three quote, this is by Alvin Toffler, and it says, "You've got to think about big things while you're doing small things so that all the small things go in the right direction." So I always view this from the standpoint of like the W's questions that a reporter would ask, the who, what, when, where, why. And they also have the how, which isn't a W, I know. I think when we see that we veered off course or we've made a mistake, we need to figure out what really took us off course. Was it someone? Was it a who? Was it a what happened? Was it a when? When did we depart from the path, so to speak? Where were we when this took place? Or how did it even take place? And then we can course correct based on the reality of that W, that thing that actually took us off course, rather than blowing it out of proportion. You see, we get conditioned in recovery that everything is about our addiction. So if we slip and use one night or weekend, we've been told we must start all over again. We must go back to step one. When really, we need to see what caused us to veer off course and begin course correction. And let me remind you, when we begin course correction, it's not about risky moves or a shortcut. It's simply about that, making a course correction and realize that it's going to keep us heading towards our long-term goal. The fourth quote comes from Dolly Parton. And she said, "We cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust our sails." And to me, this points out in this topic that sometimes we have to course correct just because the wind has changed. Not something we did, but stuff around us has changed. And we find ourselves trying to sail directly into the wind. And, you know, joggers can't run directly against the wind, or they run out of steam and get worn out. The smart joggers will adjust their course for today just because of the wind. And sailors know that you don't sail directly into the wind. You zigzag to go forward into the wind. The sail is what allows you to keep moving. But sailors always know that sailboats steer by means of the rudder under the boat. So I want to ask you, what's your rudder? What keeps you founded and grounded that you can steer even when the winds change and you have to zigzag for a little while in your course correction? And the fifth quote for today is by Lao Tzu. And he said, if you correct your mind, the rest of your life will fall into place. And again, I think that's our foundation. Correcting our mind, staying focused on our vision, staying focused on our goals and the journey, the destination. Not get caught up getting focused on the little things that happen along the way and not beating ourselves up about the little mistakes we make along the way. And I was reminded of a good example of this last week. I was actually playing mini golf with my sons and their wives. And after 18 holes, I was the winner. And I overheard my youngest son, who was the scorekeeper, explaining to the others how I won. Because they were surprised. They didn't know I was leading at any time. And my son said, well, he never shot worse than a four on any hole. He consistently got twos and threes. And you didn't realize it because he never bragged or celebrated too much about what he did on any one hole. He stayed focused and calm the whole way. And I think that mini golf experience can talk about course correction. You know, sometimes if you're mini golfing, you get a six and get all emotional and then mess up the next hole too. Or you see regular golfers hit a bad drive and go in the woods and then the next shot they hit a tree. So I think the key is to keep our mind focused. Stay calm. Know that if we stay calm the whole way and focused on our vision, that it makes course correction easier. So in closing, I have just a few pointers. If you find that course correction time has come, pull over or slow down. Don't stop. You know, sort of turn on the lights or get out the map. Talk to someone to help you steer back onto the right path. And something that I would really suggest for everybody, we can each make it a habit to do a course correction inventory every day or every week. Because small adjustments, again, are 1% or 2%. And that's much easier than the major adjustments that are 90 to 180 degrees. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying, that's me, I need to adjust my sails as you listened, then it's time now to reach out and join a group. If you'd like some ideas for making a course correction inventory, message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com or go to my website www.fromatod.org and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide in that platform. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay strong.